Good afternoon. Assuming it is afternoon there, which it probably isn't. But heading home. And just wanted to say that I just took a photo of a very large, bright, luminous object floating in the sky to the... I'm backing out here. To the east. This large, round, impossible-to-miss object. If I hold up my thumb, I'd say it's about half the size of my thumbnail. Larger than that. Big. Big, white, glowing thing. The photo of it's going to be attached to the image on this audio boom. One of the most frequent points that people make whenever they're dismissive of UFOs and reports of UFOs and people who say they have seen UFOs is, why don't we have more photographs? I mean, after all, this is a day and age where it's less common that someone doesn't have a camera on them pretty much at all times. I'm sort of concentrating on driving a little bit and mixing my words up. More people have a camera phone today than don't. I would be, pretty safe to say, I think. So why is it that if people are seeing weird UFOs and lights in the sky and strange things and objects and stuff floating around, and that seems to be, there seems to be increasing reports of this, then why aren't we seeing better pictures? Why don't we see, everybody's got a phone today. Everybody, and most phones have a camera on them. Why aren't we seeing these photographs? Well, obviously the photo that I took and what I was talking about was the full moon. It's a full moon tonight, and it is gargantuan in the sky. Impossible to miss. And it's just at the right angle and just at the right time of day that it is bright and luminous, even though the sky is still fairly light. And I took a photo of it. And in the photo, you would have a very difficult time, under certain circumstances, figuring out exactly what that big bright dot is in the middle of the picture, because the moon seems very small. It certainly doesn't look like the moon, is the point, in the photo. So there we have our problem. Cell phone cameras are not particularly good in most lighting conditions. I don't care how good your phone is. I don't care if you've got an iPhone 4. I don't care if you've got the latest Droid. I don't care what you've got. It's just they're not that great for taking photos of strange-looking things in the sky. Anything at a distance and you've got a problem. I experimented with different varieties of zooms and different white balance as I was taking these pictures of the moon. But in all of them, it is very, very difficult to tell that what you're looking at is, in fact, just the moon. I'm not saying that the moon could be mistaken for a UFO. Quite the opposite. It's hard to not recognize the moon when you see it in person, right? But the disparity between what you're recognizing when you're looking at the moon in person and what it's going to appear to be on a photograph or a digital photo taken with a cell phone, two very different images. Again, can't really mistake the moon, but in a digital photo with the average cell phone or even an above average cell phone, it's going to be very inconclusive. So that being said, this is a good reason why the UFO topic isn't quite catching the break that it deserves. The fact that we have media everywhere doesn't mean that the basics of photography are suddenly magically enough to surmount this difficulty in taking photos of objects in the sky and bad lighting, much less at night. Try to take a photo of something at night. It's just, point it at the sky, point it at the moon. You're not going to have any idea what the hell you're taking a picture of. So just something to sort of think about. The next time you're a little dismissive or you feel that little sort of skeptical bug, you know, where are all the photographs? Incidentally, there are a hell of a lot of photographs, most of which are pretty dumb and they're not really anything to pay attention to. But there are a few photographs that are interesting. I'll submit this. I don't care how many photos you have. I will never take photographic evidence of UFOs simply because I have faked too many UFOs. And I mean on purpose, not maliciously, but, you know, faked them too often to show people how it's done to ever take a photograph seriously. You can fake anything in a photograph, and I really don't trust video that much more. Something to think about here at the end of the day. I thought the moon was big and beautiful, so it was worth taking a photo of. Hope you're having a lovely time, and I'll talk to you soon.